It was so terribly cold. It was snowing, and darkness was falling. It was also the last evening of the year, New Year's Eve. In this cold and in this darkness, a small, poor girl walked on the street with a bare head and naked feet. Well, she had certainly worn slippers when she left home. But what help was that? They were very large slippers. Her mother had last used them, that's how large they were. And the little one lost them, hurrying across the street when two carriages went past so terribly fast.
I have 2 nights watched with you, but can perceive no truth in your reports. In this slumbery agitation, besides her walking and other actual performances, what at any time have you heard her say?
Look, here she comes.
How came she by that light?
She has light by her continually.
You see her eyes are open?
Aye, but their sense is shut.
What is it she does now? Look, how she rubs her hands.
Aye. Yet you just want...
Hark, she speaks. Set down what comes from her to satisfy my remembrance the more strongly. This disease is beyond my practice. Yet I have known those which have walked in their sleep who have died holily in their beds.
To bed!
Will she go now to bed?
Aye, directly.
Foul whisperings are abroad. Unnatural deeds do breed unnatural troubles. Infected minds to their death pillows will discharge their secrets. More needs she the divine than the physician. God. God, forgive us all.
You can open your eyes now, and there are a few minutes to savour the sunrise, which today is a thin pink line stretching along the top of a narrow ribbon of cloud draped over the smudged green hills. And you've still got a minute, maybe even two, to get your head together before she appears. You've got to have a plan, though, and the best idea is to have it all worked out the night before so you can slip straight into it without a thought. You wait until she appears and throws you the keys. You catch the keys, unlock your ankles, rub them to emphasise the pain she is inflicting. Unlock the cage door, toss the keys back to her, open the cage door, step out, keeping your head down, never look her in the eyes. Walk to the vegetable bed, piss. And then stand there, just stand there for another second or two, pushing her to her limit, before you drop to the ground.
And the manservant came, and chopped the tree into small pieces. A whole heap laid there. And it sighed so deeply. Every sigh was like a small shot. Therefore the children, who were playing, ran in and sat down before the fire. Looked into it and shouted. But with every bang, there was a deep sigh, and the tree thought of a summer's day in the forest, a winter's night out there, where the stars were shining. And then the tree was burnt out. Now it was over, and the tree was over. And the story too. Over. Over. As all stories are.